isn't here.
I'll bloody kill him.
And therefore he...
down there and kill him. Is he down a pub?
I'm sorry, Norman, only one question per caller. And now we move on to our next caller, please, on farming.
Hello. My name's Mummy Badger.
Get on with the question.
Yes, I farm over 4,000 acres, and I'd like to know the panel's attitude to the viability of cereal production in the EEC.
I'm sorry, we only want questions about farming. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Hello, it's Mr. Gannett from Dorchester, isn't it?
No, he's dead.
Oh, dear.
But he left me his question in his will.
Oh, dear, well, how sad, but let's hear the question.
Unfortunately, one of the conditions of the will is that I myself should not reveal the question.
Oh dear, well, can someone else reveal it?
Yes, he left provision.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Yes, he left provision in the will that his wife should be able to reveal the question in certain circumstances.
Is she there?
Yes.
Well, perhaps she could read the question on farming, please.
Well, she's here, but she's not very well.
Well, is she well enough to read the question?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, is there anyone there who can read the late Mr. Gannett's question?
Only if the executors of the will were to agree on a revocation of the clause by applying for a codicil.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave that question there.
It could be rushed through in about 2 months.
Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
Just wanna talk with you. Baby, don't be so blue. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. Never seen such a beautiful girl. So I ask you, please, baby, tell me your cell phone number, please.
Ever tried to carry on a conversation above the roar of a train or airplane engine? Then you know that one sound may make it difficult to hear another sound. This drowning out, or masking, occurs because the auditory nerves in your ear can carry only so many impulses to your brain at one time. When the lines are already loaded, any further stimulation is lost. Let's investigate this phenomenon more closely. If a tone with a frequency of 1,200 cycles per second and another tone with a frequency of 2,000 cycles per second are sounded together very softly, and then the 1,200 cycle tone is increased in intensity, eventually it may mask the higher tone. On the other hand, it is exceedingly difficult for a tone of high frequency to mask a tone of lower frequency. We will now try to drown out the 1,200 cycle tone by increasing the intensity of the 2,000 cycle tone. Eventually, it can be done, but the high-frequency tone must be extremely loud. In general, we may conclude that a tone can mask sounds of higher frequencies more effectively than it can mask sounds of lower frequencies.
Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that contact with your skin, it's gonna wreck your brain. Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that huffing and puffing, it's gonna take you off this train. Hanging from your mouth, hanging from your ear, who really gives a care, just gotta keep one near. Making big plans while taking bigger puffs, filling up the calendar, though your breathing's getting mighty rough. Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that contact with your skin, it's gonna wreck your brain. Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that huffing and puffing, gonna take you off this train. Warnings on the package, there's warnings on the TV set. You put them both together, got the right plan for life, I bet. Who needs alcohol and pills after dinner? I'm talking about wheezing, no more calls, we got a winner. Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that contact with your skin, gonna wreck your brain. Hanging from your mouth, hanging from the ear, who really gives a care, just gotta keep one near. Making big plans while taking bigger puffs, filling up the calendar, though your breathing's getting mighty rough. From cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that contact with your skin, it's gonna wreck your brain. Cigarettes and cell phones, nicotine and dial tones, all that huffing and puffing, it's gonna take you off this train. All that contact with your skin, it's gonna wreck your brain.
Over the years, Greg Marlowe has come up with some highly outlandish theatrical projects for his stars Mary and Harry, Broadway plays and movies, of course, but also a magic show at one point, a water spectacular at another. And one day, at the backstage home...
Do you mind if I use your phone for a moment, Harry?
No, help yourself, Greg.
Oh, good. Operator.
Who are you going to call, Mr. Barlow?
Operator. I'd like to speak to Queen Elizabeth.
Don't interrupt.
What did he say? Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, yes. England.
Queen Elizabeth in England?
Greg Marlowe. M-A-R-L-O-W-E.
Greg,
Harry, you don't mind if we put this on your bill, do you?
Well, I thought you were probably just calling New York City.
What's he calling Queen Elizabeth
Queen
for?
Queen Elizabeth?
I think he is, flipped.
Oh, no, come on now, Calvin. Greg, you have some reason...
I'll talk to anybody there, yes. Prince or anybody.
You have a reason
for... I can't get over him.
Calling Queen Elizabeth?
Quiet, please.
Greg, hang up just a minute so we can discuss
this. Now, have the, operator, would you hold that for a moment? Thank you. Now, what did you want?
Greg, you've taken us all aback a little bit. What reason do you want to suddenly call Queen Elizabeth for?
I have this idea for show and...
Well, she's not in show business,
no,
Mr.
Marlowe. She's a queen of a country. She couldn't be bothered with show business.
Even if she wanted to.
What's that?
Even if she wanted
to.
Yeah,
even if she wanted to, Mr. Marlowe.
Oh,
she couldn't. She has her duties to the country.
No, that wouldn't be fitting for the sovereign of a country to go into show business suddenly. I think you'd better hang up, Greg, and let's discuss this thing.
Look, why don't you mind your business, and I'll take care of my affairs.
Well, Greg, it's our telephone.
Let him. It's his affair.
You've
anyway.
Been out of work a long time, Harry. I know
Operator,
that.
Operator, would you put that call through, too?
Phone call to London, England?
And I'd like to talk to Norman Lear in Los Angeles. I have a wonderful idea for him.
Oh. Greg, you can't make two long-distance calls at once.
Why, Napoleon could do two things at once.
You know, I think the royal family is out of London on vacation. I think they're in the country.
Operator, I have further information. They're probably not at home. They're probably out in the sticks somewhere.
Balmoral.
Would you put a tracer on them?
Well, they won't do that, Greg.
Put a tracer on the Queen of England. He's really flipped.
And so Greg doggedly pursues an unusual path in attempting to guide Mary and Harry's future. But a real surprise is in store for them in our next episode, and you ought to be here when we'll hear Greg say...
You haven't a thing to worry about, Concertmaster Bagatelle. Of course they sing opera.
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Call me. Oh, yeah. Call me. Oh, yeah. Call me. Call me. Oh, yeah. 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 We'll be right back.
also make you scare. But from now on, my dear, have no fear, 'cause I'm here to fill your aching heart with cheer.
Calling me, calling me,
calling me,
calling me, calling me, calling me,
calling me,
calling me, other beer, other beer. All you gotta do, all you gotta do.
Telephone ringing. Oh no, I hope it's not true. Oh no, it seems always complaining, holding me up night and day. What is that again? Again? Oh well, you're in. Oh oh oh. That again. All right, Frankfurt, the sausage. What's up? And I ask myself, what is in his mind? Just can't believe it. Yeah, no problem, I'm in my pajamas. I am gonna call the guys. Don't worry,
Mr. Lima's residence.
Hello, service. This is Mr. Lima's. You have any messages?
Mr. Lima's? Just one moment, Mr. Lima's.
Thank you. Hello? Hello? Hello, service?
Hello, hello, Mr. Lima's.
Yes.
We have some messages for you. Here's one from the 22nd at 2 or 4 o'clock from a Mr.
Operator.
Hello?
This is the first. The 22nd of what?
It doesn't say, sir.
Well, did you, what, which one is that?
Which one is what, sir?
What message is it that's from the 22nd?
Oh, well, just a moment, sir. I'm checking. It's from Mr. Joshniforg Kihilig. And he left a number.
Oh, Phil Kelly, yes.
Yes,
no,
Phil
I've gotten
Kelly.
That message,
yeah, oh.
Yes.
And then there's another call from Mr. Kelly on the 30th. And he leaves a number here. Alquith.
Endicott.
Endicott 9-2. Yes, 920.
Yes, well, I've gotten that. There's another number, but never mind. Do you have any messages from today's service?
Yes. There's a number here from a Mr. Fred Pittyman. And he says, call him...
What is that name again?
That's Fred Pittyman.
Oh, that's Fred...
Pittyman.
Could it be Fred Jones?
No, it's Fred Pittyman.
Dansky?
Fred Dansky, that's
yes.
The one. That's the one, Fred Dansky. He called and said, call him yesterday about the trial. And if you can't reach him, never mind until you find where Hoffner is.
I don't know any Hoffner.
Well, that's what he said, sir. That's the message.
Could it be called yesterday? He has the train ticket for me to Hoffner?
Oh, yes, that's what it is, sir. Yes, call yesterday. He has the train ticket. Let's call today.
Why didn't you give me the message yesterday?
I didn't see it, sir. I'm sorry. I wasn't on when he called, but I'll certainly check with some of the other girls and find out what happened.
Well, service, this is very serious. Do you have anything else for me?
Yes. Your mother called.
Yes.
And she says, call her back. And then your mother called again. And then a Mrs. Mother called you, and she said, no message. And then you've had a lot of people who, when we answered, just hung up.
Now, operator, did you give everyone the message of the number where I could be reached?
The number you could be reached?
Remember, I left a number with you, miss, where I could be reached during the day.
Susquehanna 78175?
No, Endicott 21119.
Just a minute, I'll check that number. Oh, here, yes, sir, it was folded up.
You mean you didn't give anybody that number?
Well, I wasn't on duty when the calls came in, sir.
Listen, operator, I'm going to give you the number now where I'll be. It's very important.
Yes, Mr. Lemus, I'll double-check that.
You'll give it to people so that they call me there.
Yes, we'll be certain to give it to people, sir.
All right. The number is Trafalgar 7-6165.
Now, let me check that with you, sir.
Yes.
One more time.
Trafalgar 7-6165.
All right.
It's very important. If Mr. Eisenhower calls, have him go right through.
Mr. Eisenhower calls right through. I'm writing that down, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye. Sue, if a Mr. Einstein calls Mr. Lemus, he's at Trafalgar 707, and you'll pick out the last two numbers. Don't forget that, Sue. It's very important.
So shy, I couldn't get much information, but I'll never forget what she told me last night. Oh no, I'll never forget what she told me. She said, I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service. Please hang up. Oh yeah, she encouraged me to give it a try. I knew just from the sound of her voice something heavy was on her mind. If I played my cards right, what then? Oh yeah, I knew I had to give it a try. That voice, so cynical, so cold and yet so warm. Someday we're gonna do the wang dang all night long. I'm not reading you wrong. Thank you.
On the radio every night from 6 till 10. He plays my favorite songs, but 9 o'clock is when he opens the phone lines and the calls come in. I'm telling you, baby, that's when my heart aches. If you air my call, I think I can make a scene. Play Reconsider Me, baby, and maybe she'll come back to me. We'll pick up the pieces and make things go right. Please hear my plea on your radio tonight. Until tomorrow, I just gotta tell you today, I'm gonna call the apology line. I'm gonna tell you I'm sorry. One more time, I'm gonna call the apology line. Won't you help me, please?
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's silliness. As we turn our attention to the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We're going to get this started straight away, the way we always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Queen Elizabeth II. That's all I'm going to say, except that she just passed away at 96. You've been listening to it all week. You don't need me to tell you anything. You just need for me to place it in a silly context as we begin the initial radio obituary tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Trevor Tompkins, the British jazz drummer best known for his work in a number of British bands in the 1970s, including Gilgamesh. He worked with other musicians, including Sonny Stitt, Phil Woods, Tony Coe, and others, of course. Trevor Tompkins just passed away at 81. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Talk it out. No, I can't. It's not so hard. It's not so easy. Come away. sitting and writing, holding a cigarette between your lips. I'd like to take you on the pier at Brighton, sharing a bag of fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips. Smoking girl, writing girl, frightened girl, yellow-fingered girl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl. Little girl, sitting and dreaming all by yourself, the party's going wild. They're all dancing, only you are scheming, smiling and dreaming. Pretty child, pretty child, pretty child, dreaming child, scheming child, seeming child. Yellow-fingered girl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl. Little girl, the smoke is rising, making a halo round your pretty curls. That I love you isn't so surprising. You're not like the other girls, other girls, other girls. Smoking girl, dreaming child, seeming child, yellow-fingered girl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl. Your hands are like a small and tainted pearl, yellow-fingered girl.
Preoccupied with the state of my face, I'm preoccupied with my nose, I'm preoccupied with my flim flam flum. Why, goodness knows, I'm preoccupied with the state of her legs, I'm preoccupied with her toes, I'm preoccupied with their flim flam flum. Why, goodness knows. To the state of the world, I'm indifferent to its woes, but I'm preoccupied with my flim flam flum. Why, goodness knows, goodness knows. Flim, flam, flum.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Margaret Ulrich, the New Zealand singer who lived and worked in Australia for most of her career. Her 1989 debut solo album, Safety in Numbers, won Breakthrough Artist at the 1991 ARIA Awards. She had a successful career in both New Zealand and Australia, selling over 400,000 albums during her career, ranking her as one of New Zealand's most successful recording artists. She just passed away at 57. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Is he picking you up after the game?
Oh, by the way,
cleanup radio obituary is for Jose Luis Cortez, also known as El Tusco, the Cuban musician. He played the flute, he was a composer, and was also a musical director, and he was the founder of Los Van Van Orchestras. On several occasions, he was involved in controversies. One of them was because of his statements about the Buena Vista Social Club group, which he called a damn lie. He also was recognized for the controversial statement to a newspaper where he called Miami the graveyard of Cuban musicians. Jose Luis Cortez just passed away at 70. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for John Till, the Canadian musician. He was noted for co-founding the Revels, as well as heading Full Tilt Boogie Band, which was Janis Joplin's backup band. He just passed away at 76. It's the radio obituary for John Till, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word they'll try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, you gotta believe in me. It's all small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, you tell a lot of lies. Some people crazy and never realize that they're thinking. We're only two people trying to live together, trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? Cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they want to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Believe a word they'll try to do it every time.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Sonny West, the American songwriter and musician best known as the co-writer of two of Buddy Holly's biggest hits, Oh Boy and Rave On. He formed his first band in 1966 and recorded their first record at a local radio station, KLVT. From there, he was sent to re-record those two songs at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico. But the studio did not have an echo chamber at the time, so Petty set up an opportunity for the recording to occur at the local Lyceum Theater. So it was essentially a live recording on an Ampex recorder, and then they only ran 700 copies of the songs on Petty's Norvajack label. The record is considered to be one of the most sought-after rockabilly records right after any of the Elvis Sun rockabilly pieces. Sonny West just passed away at 85. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mm-hmm. comes along just to give the town a whirl. All the guys are saying, there's a rockin' girl. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling, I don't wanna never lose. Well, when Ruby plays a jukebox at the record hop, that's a cue for all the cats to do the crazy bop. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling, I don't wanna never lose. Yug-a-dug. You get a crazy feeling way down in your soul. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. Rock away your blues. Rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Yeah, rock, cola, ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. Well, shake, rattle, roll, rock, cola. 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 Shake.